It's a blue world, alone. G'day guys, Trent Waters here, Property Central. Been wanting to do a podcast for a while now with my good friends Peter Betros and Leon Proestos. And we're starting it right now. We were going to do it a few months ago, and there's obviously been some crazy times going, which we'll go into. I guess at the moment, we'll just start off with a little bit about us, and then we'll get into it. So, Pete, yourself, mate.
Yep. G'day, guys. What have I done with myself, actually? I'm trying to think. This is actually quite tough.
Where have you come from?
Or? Oh, hang on. That's right. So, born in Cranbrook. What a place. I went to school St. Dom's, high school St. Dom's, with you, Trenno. You're obviously a year younger than me. Bullied
you. You tried.
I went to University of Western Sydney, worked for an apprenticeship centre, and now I'm in real estate, been in real estate for 3 years. Absolutely love it.
Beautiful. Well, my name is Leonidas Proestos. I've been at Property Central now for 3 years.
The Nidus Touch.
The Nidus Touch, a.k.a. the Nidus Touch, baby. Follow me on Instagram. I was born here. Believe it or not, people do find it hard to believe, but when I was just a baby, I moved to Canada. Been back here for 8 years now, and I do have birth certificates to prove it, so if you want to quiz me or question me on it, bring it.
Get them out.
I'll show you the papers, brother. I'm Australian, whether you like it or not. But yeah, that's my little story, and that's how I'm here doing a podcast with these two.
Definitely, mate. Definitely. Myself, Trent, obviously grew up in Cranbrook as well. St. John's with Pete, like he said, mentioned. I was a year below him. Always looked up to Pete, only because he's heaps tall. been in real estate for coming up to 12 years now. Actually, 14th of April. It's the 14th of April today.
Yes.
I swear to God. I swear. 14th of April.
Started today.
Yeah. I started 14th of April 2008. So, legit.
Now you're doing a podcast with us.
Legit 12 years in real estate. That's insane. I thought it was around that time.
Yeah, no, that doesn't seem like scripted or anything.
Not at all. Not at all.
Fake news.
But yeah, been doing real estate for a while now. Love it.
Just quickly there, Trent's late to everything. So yeah. He actually genuinely didn't. That actually happened. That was a coincidence, wasn't it?
I think so. I seen the expression on his face. I felt it.
He could not organize that if he tried. So that's legit.
I couldn't. Yeah, I'm late to everything and I lose everything too. So. But yeah, look, we've got a bit of a structure of how we'll go for our podcast. We're going to talk about obviously about the property market, but first we'll start with what we've got on the market for sale between the three of us, what we've recently sold. Then we'll go through a little bit of how the market is and with obviously how the world is at the moment with what's going on with the COVID-19. And then we'll finish with a couple of fun things at the end because we want us to make, nice and fun for you guys too. So. Yeah, obviously, Pete, you want to start with, I guess, what you got on the market for sale, mate?
Sure. So, recent sales for me, my two most recent would be 14 Birmingham Road there in South Penrith, which is a three-bedroom home, pool, one bath. Got a ripper price of that, $740. Then, another one recently as well last week was 8 Crimson Street in Jordan Springs. Got a really good price for that as well, four-bed, two-bath, nice Eden Bray build. Currently, though, for sale, in terms of sales, what I have for sale, I've a fair few really, really good properties in Jordan Springs, Glenmore Park, and South Penrith. But the one that stands out for me that has surprised me that it hasn't been sold yet is my 9 Hillview Avenue, South Penrith. Priced beautifully, 4-bed, 2-bath.
Smickers, yeah, it's rendered.
A cracker. So that's surprised me. Obviously, I do a lot of business in South Penrith and Jamison Town. So that's really surprised me that one hasn't gone under, actually it was under contract 2 weeks ago, but hasn't sold yet, so.
Yeah.
They're my properties at the moment, but there's plenty on there. Glenmore Park, Jordan Springs, South Penrith, cracking properties.
Definitely, mate. What about yourself, Leon?
Yeah, I guess two recent sales that I was pretty impressed with. I sold one on River Road. I can't say too much in terms of the address, but it was a dual lot, so it had access from River Road and the P&Av. That was a little off-market deal that I wrapped up. That went for 1.55. So it was actually my biggest career sale in real estate, so that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And my absolute recent sale was a unit in Kingswood for $415. Kind of two different ends of the market there, but those were my two recents. Some properties that I have on the market, I got a really nice unit on High Street. It's a top floor gem. Blue Mountain Views. If you're in the market for a unit, you definitely wouldn't miss the opportunity to at least have a look at that one. And 13 Saman in Warrington, 806 square meter block.
It's got massive side access.
Huge. A double garage at the front and then another double detached garage in the back with a little workshop area. Got a few people interested on that one. Obviously, there's some issues with the pool, so we're just waiting on some quotes there to get kind of figure out how much it'll cost to fix it. So once I get that information, I think we'll be pretty close to wrapping up a deal there as well.
What was the, what was the street name again?
All right, it's spelled S-E-M-A-A-N. So,
Same street.
PG, keep it PG, boys. Saman, we had the argument in the office, so we found out that it was Saman. So I have asked some of the neighbors. I didn't directly ask them while I was asking. I just kind of, Saman, yeah? And like, yeah.
What a straight. Myself, I've got a few listings at the moment. Just a couple of, I guess, mention. I've got one, 8 Dolomite Road in Cranbrook. Yeah, it's a large four-bedroom house. The main house is renovated really nicely. And then it's got a two-bedroom granny flat out the back, which is only a couple of years old. So I guess if you're an investor or if you've got an extended family and you want the older kids out the back or mum and dad or something like that out the back, yeah, it's a really, really nice one. That's 749-809. And then I've got 1586 Greendale Road in Malaysia, which is something special. It's got a lot of character and full of charm, and it's on just over 4 acres, backs onto the river. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful home. So that is a cracker home as well too. So look at, I guess, two of my last recent sales as well. I've just had a property in Cranbrook. It went under contract on the second day it was on the market. That went under contract for $575. It's just a small, very small three-bedroom home on a small block. Yeah, and that got a great result in 2 days. And then I had a really nice home at 8 Forbes Street in Emu Plains, which, yeah, was very, very popular. We had realestate.com actually rang us and said that there was the most views for that week in the whole Nepean Valley for that property. And that's obviously with our marketing as a company too, but the property was really, really nice. It was on the market at 749-809, and I sold that for 826. That's just recently gone through. So, yeah, if we look at obviously the current market at the moment and obviously what's going on in the world, COVID-19, the coronavirus, crazy, crazy times at the moment. I guess, Pete, what are your thoughts on, or I guess, how the market is at the moment?
Look, obviously you guys know my thoughts. We discuss it quite often, but I'm a big believer that Penrith is going to be able to buck the trend of the slightly, at this stage, falling market. Just with the infrastructure going on, Northern Road, Mulgale Road, both east and west of the Penrith CBD, the work going on there, Nepean Hospital, there's so much money being thrown into that place. How many stories is it?
14
stories.
14 stories, yeah.
Huge. And then everyone knows about this, is Western Sydney Airport. First flights are supposedly
2026, baby.
That's there right. There you go. Straight
so,
from Canada, eh?
That's it. And knows more.
Penrith to Canada. Let's go.
So, look, with all that in mind, I think it's going to absolutely, buck the trend.
Yeah, we're in a good spot right
here. Yeah, it's going to be, people are forecasting 40% drops and all this sort of stuff. And, look, I'm sure there's going to be a spot somewhere in the world that's going to drop that significantly, but I do believe Sydney, and in particular Penrith, are really going to... Yeah.
And it's a very different Australia to a lot of other marketplaces. We do have a strong economy. We have always, for the past 27 years, really.
Yeah.
We did survive the GFC pretty well compared to most.
We famously avoided recession when everyone else did.
Yeah. So
I remember the GFC, I did open homes for 9 weeks straight, no one was coming through, sort of thing. So.
And the banks are pretty tough here. They just don't give money to anyone.
Yeah.
Even in America, I think you can get 3.5% deposit on a house.
Yeah.
So to purchase. So here you need to be a first home buyer to get 5%, and that's still only 10,000 applications, or you need to use someone as a guarantor. So
yeah,
I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, I think the government bringing in job seeker benefit, that's going to keep people in jobs and money being at the lowest it's ever been, interest rates. I think there's still a lot of confidence out there, and there might not be as much buyers out there at the moment, but the buyers that are looking aren't mucking around, sort of thing. So
yeah.
we're still getting some good results. Yeah, you know, gathering, we all feel that the market will pull back a little bit, but you know, I think there's enough buyers out there for people to still buy and sell and make the move. And I mean, at the end of the day, if you're upsizing, you know, it's all relevant anyway. So if you're buying and selling in the same market, it's all good. So I guess that's where we'll probably leave that now. But now we'll try and get into some more of the funner stuff. And obviously, with what's going on in the world, isolation at home. What have you boys?
Well, that's what I've been doing. That was me. Sorry, I was hoping they were going to edit that out, but they didn't. I've been obviously eating and having a few too many beers. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah, keep going. Carry on.
What have we been doing in isolation? Okay, to keep us occupied, other than making calls.
I'll put my hands up straight away. So yeah, obviously I've been prospecting. That. Nah. Oh yeah, I have. But fun things to do in isolation. I've actually been pretty busy with work. We all have, yeah? We've actually 100%. Been like doing a lot. Like
inspections are through the roof.
100%. So there's definitely, we've been, you know, between Leon's got 19 listings, I've got 10, Trent's got 15.
Yeah.
Something like that, whatever. Yeah. So like we're looking like close to 50 listings. So there's a lot of listings out now. So we are actually working. But when we've got a bit of spare time and not going to our old local and faithful, the Aussie Arms, when we haven't been attending there during our spare time, personally, look, I'm a bit of a gamer. I like a bit of Xbox, and you know, I've got the headset and all this sort of stuff. I've been playing Call of Duty Warzone, it's called. If you want to add me, it's Win Malee Warrior. And I'm killing it. KD 1.4.
Win Malee Warrior. Hey.
And my KD is 1.41, so whatever. And I've won 3 matches, so you're welcome to join me. But anyway, that's me. That's what I've been doing.
What have I been doing? Obviously the same, you know, working. But besides that, I've been reading.
You do love reading books.
I usually just been like a self-education, you know, self-educate type of book, really, you know, about, you know, wealth and, you know, just mindset, things like that. But I've changed it up. I've gone to the fiction novels now. Nice. So I started reading
Harry Potter.
Hey!
The Institution by Stephen King. Fabulous writer. Really paints the picture in your head. I've been, like, even my dreams have been more vivid. I don't know if I'm activating.
Hang on. Now he's talking about his dreams. He's got a property for sale in Seaman Street. I'm getting nervous.
Yeah, wasn't it 50 Shades of Grey you've been reading? Yeah.
So you guys don't care what I've been doing?
Nah, you've said enough.
I've been trying to monitor the stock market a little bit, trying to take advantage of some cheap buys. So I bought one. I got it funny. So I bought one. So I bought Afterpay. Put $1,000 at $13 a share. And then I kept waking up in the morning, going to get a coffee or filling up my car at 7-Eleven. And I would look to my left and, you know, and it's very sad, but I would see the unemployment line wrapping around the building. I'm gone. People don't have jobs. How are they going to pay back their Afterpay? So I was a cat. I sold for a profit of $50. So I put $1,000 in. I pulled $1,050 out.
Wow.
Yeah, nice, mate. Good work.
So today, Afterpay hit $28 a share. So I missed out on $1,200. So sometimes if you're going to invest, don't be a cat.
Yeah. That must be the Canadian part of you coming out, because us Aussies wouldn't have pulled out. Okay, what have you been doing, Trent? Trent, what have you been doing?
Mate, myself, isolation. I've been hanging out with wifey and obviously family. I found myself yesterday playing catch baseball with my mum in the backyard, so that was funny. But playing pool with Tezar and yeah, just hanging out with family, and it's been fun. It's been good. So other than all our private inspections that we've had to be doing, because if people want to get through houses, they've actually got to ring us now. Yeah, it has been good. So definitely, everyone needs to keep isolating until this is over. But I think if we look at the next one, you know, if we look at our last apps, well, the latest apps that we've been downloading, boys, and next Netflix shows, what are you binge watching at the moment and in isolation?
What did I watch? Look, you know, I'm actually really far behind you. Tiger King.
Tiger King, yeah. So I'm like, just finished that.
Yeah. Carol Baskin.
Yeah, so obviously a lot of people have been tagging Carol Baskin and what's the other bloke's name?
Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
Obviously they are strange individuals. I'm only up to second episode, so I have a lot to look forward to.
I can't believe you can buy a tiger for $2,000. I've seen people sell staffies for more than $2,000.
I just bought a dog, actually. It's a bull mastiff.
And how much was it?
I'll tell you what, it's more than $2,000.
What about a tiger? You fool.
Yeah, well, you're right. But you're the one who pulled out on your little afterpay investment. So how'd that go for
you? Yeah, 100%. It is a crazy show, eh? Some of the characters on there and their hairstyles, and that's definitely not his voice when he's singing.
how bad is that, eh?
Yeah, it's shocking. It is shocking. But yeah, I mean, it's
definitely... His husband's...
You're going to say he's good looking? Were you going to say
he's good? I was saying he needs a trip to the dentist, but anyway.
Oh, yeah, he's got new choppers, apparently.
Does he? Finish, oh, yeah. I haven't seen that.
Yeah. So you got to watch the last episode. Damn it.
All right, fair enough.
I noticed, obviously, Leon, you're pretty big on TikTok, mate. I've just got it, and it's pretty addictive. But yourself, mate, you've got a bit of a TikTok going with all your nice, funny videos.
Yeah, I try to, you know, just spread a little bit of humor, especially in times like this, to be honest. So, yeah, it's been, you know, I'm trying. You can follow me, The Night is Dutch. I'm trying, yeah, it's just a bit of fun, you know. You got to start using the different social medias. In my opinion, I think Facebook and Instagram are dying a little bit. Obviously, they've taken full control with their algorithm. It's just a little bit harder to get exposure on those types of websites. Yeah, these days, so got to keep adapting and move on to the next
100%,
thing.
100%, mate. It's no old school. Mm. Old school is dead, mate. You got to change with the time. So,
I've been doing a bit of TikTok. What else? Netflix. I finished Peaky Blinders. I think there's another season. I don't know.
Absolutely, there's going to be another season.
Oh, there's definitely. Yeah. There's one more season.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, but I was. I don't know. I thought I was just going to leave it out there in the air. Did he kill himself? Did he not kill himself?
He most definitely did not. People now haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't.
No, you're not supposed to give it away. You know?
I just asked a question.
I actually got to a couple episodes.
I've got a question
for you. Jesus.
I didn't spoil anything, boys.
No, you didn't spoil anything. But look, would Thomas fucking Shelby kill himself?
I don't know. He's gone a bit mad, to be honest. So I hope he doesn't. I really like that show.
Anyway, on my haircut, actually. Speaking of that, just quickly, I've got a Peaky Blinder haircut. Love it. Cheers.
And obviously, we'll finish off.
What apps have you been downloading? Yeah, yeah. You're always skipping yourself. You're always hiding something.
You're very unselfish.
Mate,
you're very
unselfish. Well, like I said, I recently got TikTok too. Well, yeah, I've only done two videos, mate. They're both with my brother, and one was he was dressed as an Easter bunny, and he stone cold stunned me during that blinding lights.
Yeah, that was good. How many follows or likes or whatever that ridiculous TikTok thing is? How many did you get?
Not a lot. Yeah. I think it's about 13,000 views.
1,300
views at the moment, but likes, none. There's a couple.
Yeah, they're all laughing at you.
Yeah, exactly. But no, other than that, mate, apps, shows at the moment. I love The Office. It pretty much puts me to sleep, that show. The Office, Steve Carell.
Oh, cracker.
Really, cracker show. My favourite by far. Other than that, boys, we'll finish off with, obviously, we all don't mind a bit of a twoies new here and there. So we've got the bottle cap trivia. We've all got one question each that we will ask each other. I might ask Pete. Got to open it again because I've done my own trick. Maybe you start, Pete.
Mate, can you? Oh, hang on. You know, guys, you know the reason why. Now, this is the third time I've told Trent. And if you do the math here, third time's mean we've had three beers. This is the third time I've said keep your bottle top so you can ask us questions. Yeah, he crushed another one and threw it in the bottle. So I'm going to toss him one of mine, and then he can ask me the question.
This was a good one,
Bart. Oh yeah, I'm sure it was.
I'll ask this one then. China shares its borders with how many other countries?
Well, there's Russia to the north, India to the... I don't know. Five. I'm going to guess five.
14.
That is like the center of the pie.
Let me think of this. China, North Russia, India would touch it. Nepal touch it. Is Nepal India? You know what? I don't know. Mr. Gantos? Not Mr. Gantos. Who was my geography teacher?
Mr. Mason?
He was my cricket teacher, cricket coach as well. Nah, real old fella. Come on, you know him. Quick.
Chichi.
No. Mr. Chichi. Greg Chichi lives on my street. Everyone knows.
Really?
Any Springwoodians or Winmalians that are out there. That's
does he know that you're the Winmalee warrior?
No, he doesn't. But anyone who knows Greg Chichi. Greg Chichi actually walks like ridiculous.
Still have the beard?
He does. He's a great man.
And he gave me 11 out of 100 for computer studies.
Yeah, well, Trent, based again off the things I've seen of you.
That's very generous.
You could type your password in. Well done.
MySpace.
Read me the question. Let's stop procrastinating. Come on, the boys and girls out there want to hear.
I just asked you one. So you got it wrong.
You got two. You did too. Leon, I'll ask you one.
And if you, this upsets me because Leon's from Canada and doesn't even know what a cricket bat looks like, but I'm going to ask him. Against which country? I'll start again. Against which country did Shane Warne make his debut?
India.
Yes.
Well, there's only two countries that play the bloody sport.
What about England, South Africa, West Indies, New Zealand, Pakistan, anything else?
You should see the way he's looking at me. He's angry.
He used to play cricket, like year six or something, didn't he?
Year six?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, please.
All right, who am I asking?
You're asking Trent Waters.
Which star said, "I built my body to carry my brain around"?
Oh, I know that. Easy.
What?
Easy. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Easy. Which star?
Star. It's obviously a movie or some sort of star.
I built my brain to carry my body around, was it?
Yeah.
Have a guess. I thought Arnold Schwarzenegger because he's awesome. He's physique.
Yeah.
Trent, do you even know anyone? All right, we'll have a guess, mate.
Mate, I'll go with Hulk Hogan.
Oh my God. No. Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, close.
So very good, boys. That was funny. The trivia was funny. Very, very good.
100%, yeah. It was good. That was good, boys. Thanks for listening to our podcast, guys. We hope that was informative and silly enough that you liked it.
Yeah. And just to remember, Trent, you did say, and we are going to, we're going to get a few of our other team members on the podcast for little special guest appearances. And also, obviously, a few local celebrities, businesses, and that sort of stuff. So if you have a business out there, a local business needs a bit of support, wants a bit of a shout out, please let us know.
Come on the show, we'd love to have you.
100%. Or if you want to have a chat and talk about what's going on in the Penrith area, please come on. That'll be great.
100%. It's been fun, guys. So share this as much as you can. Follow it, listen to it. We appreciate you listening. And yeah, we'll chat to you guys soon.
Beautiful.
Cheers.
See you guys.
See you later. Cheers.